Nolte, Epstein Scandal Forces Former Clinton Official Larry Summers to Resign from Harvard. By John Nolte on February 25, 2026. The Jeffrey Epstein scandal continues to take its toll on leftists. On Wednesday, Larry Summers announced he would resign his teaching position at Harvard. Summers, who served as former President Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary for 2 years, and who also served as Harvard's president from 2001 to 2006, has been gutted of his prestige and status due to a long-standing association with Epstein. The release of the Epstein files had already resulted in Summers taking a leave of absence from Harvard. Prior to this latest fall from grace, Summers had already been handed a lifetime ban from the American Economic Association and lost his board of director position at OpenAI. The hell of it is this. Summers didn't do anything wrong. We're in a season of madness where Democrats all across the country are sexualizing children, releasing rapists on probation, and in favor of importing millions of sex traffickers over an open border. Nevertheless, all Summers did was befriend a guy who served his time for soliciting a minor for prostitution in 2008. Here's how the far-left Associated Press lays out Summers' supposed sins. Summers, who has been married for 20 years, consulted Epstein on a separate relationship with a woman he was tutoring in economics, according to emails from 2018 and 2019. Epstein described himself as Summers' wingman and encouraged persistence. In a 2018 email, Summers said the woman was never his student but he had known her father for 20-plus years as Chinese economic official. "I have a very good life w Lisa kids etc." Summers said in a 2018 email, referencing his wife. "Easy to put at risk for something that might not materialize at all or if it does might prove transient." In a 2016 email, Summers appeared to use a slur for Asian people while discussing an upcoming meeting between Epstein and an official from a Chinese university. That's it. He considered having an extramarital affair with an adult, which sounds as though it didn't happen. Not that it matters. It's his business. Then we're told it appeared as though he used a racial slur. Am I the only one who sees how nuts this is? Far be it from me to defend a Democrat. But on what planet does a punishment fit the crime? Would I be friends with a guy who went to prison for that kind of behavior with a minor? No, probably not. Epstein's obvious obsession with sex would definitely turn me off. But that doesn't mean that everyone associated with the guy should be personally and professionally destroyed. I get that it's fun to watch Democrats hoisted by their own petard. I get that. Nevertheless, anyone looking at this from a purely objective point of view can see that 1. The Epstein files are a total bust for anyone certain they discover a pile of underage sex trafficking among the elite. And 2. No one wants to acknowledge that, and the result is an un-American moral panic destroying people guilty of only having an association with Epstein.